Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Severinsen. Less spending. Retail sales fell sharply last month after a spike in March, says the Commerce Department. Analysts say consumers are trying to get ahead of President Trump's tariffs. The decline was driven by a drop in car sales. President Trump's back in Washington because of the Iran-Israel attacks, suddenly leaving the G7 summit in Canada. The president says he's aiming for a permanent end to the fighting. ABC's Ian Pannell in Tel Aviv.
Missiles between Israel and Iran exchanged, more air raid sirens, more attacks overnight here and again this morning. President Trump appearing to row back his remarks, saying he isn't warning people inside Iran. He wants them to be safe, but anything's possible.
The number of deaths from weekend flooding in West Virginia has gone up to at least seven, says the governor. A federal judge orders the Trump administration to restore hundreds of research grants cut by the National Institutes of Health. The judge calls the cancellations arbitrary and illegal. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There's extra security at the state capitol today as legislators continue to work on the budget. The Minnesota shootings have lawmakers and law enforcement rethinking procedures and protection. State Senator Kelda Royce talked to our Todd Albaugh.
I am aware of who's on the list, but law enforcement has really emphasized to us that they do not want those names to be public because of the risk of additional violence or copycats. And I think, you know, the point is really anyone who serves the public could potentially be at risk like this, and it's not acceptable. Nobody deserves to put their life at risk because of the job that they have.
Assembly Speaker Robin Voss says he requested extra security for today's hearings at the Capitol. As for what's on the agenda, the Joint Finance Committee is working on the next part of the budget. This session will include funding for the Department of Corrections and the UW system. Now, you'll remember the UW system was one of the more contentious issues that Republicans and the governor couldn't agree on. They're scheduled to have a press conference at 12:45 this afternoon, and then a hearing is supposed to start at 1. And one of the Milwaukee schools whose students were displaced for months after testing revealed lead exposure is now in the clear.
La Follette School has been deemed safe for students to return. Senator Tammy Baldwin commented on the lead issue, saying the Trump administration's firing of CDC lead experts left MPS without necessary federal assistance. Some say the district's slow response didn't help matters. At a recent Kenosha Unified School Board meeting, the facilities director of the district, Pat Finnemore, said he won't talk to the media about MPS lead problems because it would be hard not to criticize them. Finnemore said he couldn't imagine another district ignoring environmental issues.
That's reporting from Stuart J. Waddles. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Another win for the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball, NBA Finals. The Oklahoma City Thunder, with a victory at home last night, 120-109 over the Indiana Pacers. OKC's Jalen Williams, with a playoff career-high 40 points, was asked how were the Thunder defensively able to hold off the Pacers this time in the fourth quarter.
Everybody's just really aggressive. Everybody takes pride in it. And when you have five guys on the floor that are taking pride in their matchup, it makes your defense very special. So we're all willing to cover for each other and just make the right read defensively. And when we mess up, we don't stop.
Game six is Thursday night. OKC up 3-2. Baseball tonight, the Brewers against the first-place Cubs in Chicago. Milwaukee's been on a roll since they swept the Phillies at Citizens Bank Park. Trevor McGill.
I mean, I feel like the team's been doing it for a couple of weeks now, ever since that Phillies, you know, kind of turnaround series. You know, we're stringing some wins together.
That's Brewers pitcher Trevor McGill with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 20 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. FreedomFireworksWI.com.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the low to mid 80s today. More scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow. Could get some locally heavy rain too, with an inch or more possible with thunderstorms tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 20 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, it's going to be a very special Dumpster Fire Wednesday.
So many stories we haven't gotten to. Well, we're going to get to them and we're going to burn them.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday morning, 6 till 8. A voice for Madison, real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
It's not about hatred. It's not about mean tweets. It's not about demeaning someone. It's leading with grace and compassion and vision and compromise and decency.
What we could have had as a vice president. That was Governor Tim Walz regarding Donald. And it is, by the way, 6 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Ms. Miller, who will be back on Monday.
That's right.
She's trotting.
I haven't heard from her, so
she's having a good time.
She's living her best life.
Atta girl.
Uh-huh.
Atta girl. And Bella with a Z and Christopher and I are trying to hold down the fort. So give us a break.
Yeah.
So that was
Governor. We have a full board of calls, so that's
we
good.
We do. That's always good. Thank you, guys. So, yeah, apparently Donald will not be calling, quote, whacked out Minnesota Gov.
Yeah.
Trump, I hate calling him that. Donald said that the Democratic governor is slick and whacked out. And I'm not calling him. The guy doesn't have a clue. He's a mess. So, you know, it would be, I could be nice and call him, but why waste time?
Wow.
Yeah. He Part sounds nice. It's just, he's so gross. He's just so gross. You do that. You make a phone call. This is a tragedy in this man's state. A sitting senator and a sitting speaker of the state house were shot. She was killed and her husband was killed. The senator and his wife were shot 17 times altogether. She was shot 8 and he was shot 9 times. And the guy was going to go after 2 other people that luckily weren't home. So, just in Minnesota, and there were, 70 people on the list or something like that? Mm-hmm. People in Illinois were on the list. There was a bunch of people on the list that and in Wisconsin. I mean, this man was on a rampage to do this stuff. And how dare he be like that? And then you've got Mike Lee of Utah. He shared a post on Twitter claiming that this is what happens when Marxists don't get their way. First off, the guy is a Trumper. So let's just get that out of the way, Mr. Lee. I'm not giving you your honorific today. So Senator Tina Smith of Minnesota confronted Mike Lee, and he was shocked in person. Because normally people don't bother each other like that. She said he was on the phone pretending not to hear her.
Yeah.
But she said, I wanted him to know how much pain that caused me and the other people in my state and I think around the country who think this was a brutal attack. I don't know whether Senator Lee thought fully through what it was. You have to ask him, but I needed him to hear from me directly what impact I think his cruel statement had on me, his colleague. She said he seemed a little surprised to be confronted because he had his phone to his ear, like I said. Ed Shelby, her chief of staff, sent a scathing email to his team denouncing the posts and the additional pain they caused on an unspeakably horrific weekend. You exploited the murderer. of a lifetime public servant and her husband to post some sick burns about Democrats. Have you absolutely no conscience, no decency?
Yeah, she confronted him like you see, you know, some people confronting people who make mean comments in the comments section on their posts.
Right.
Occasionally you see YouTube videos of those people confronting those the mean commenters in real life. And the mean commenters just kind of really...
They run.
Well, they're like really apologetic and like they like shrink into themselves. It's really interesting to see that they can be so, you know, confrontational online when nobody's paying attention to them. But then in real life, they're just... shrinking into themselves.
Well, they feel that they have power because nobody can get at them.
Yeah,
because
they're anonymous.
Right. Dan Pfeiffer wrote, truly disgusting behavior from a U.S. senator. Henry Lake wrote, this is an ugly tweet you'll get from a this is as ugly a tweet you'll get from a politician after the murders of two people and others shot. Mike Lee should be forced to resign. Unacceptable doesn't come close to describing this behavior. Sarah Longwell, I know you're too far gone, but you should realize how gross this is and delete it. Timothy Bellman said you should resign. Michael Steele said grow the hell up. Lee Fang said when there's political violence in Western democracies, it's traditionally treated as a somber event for everyone to come together. That's disappeared. The victims were gunned down just over a day ago, and a U.S. senator is mocking the event and hinting at a deranged conspiracy. The surgery to remove your sense of shame was a success. Congratulations, I guess, said Rick Wilson.
Yeah.
Brett Mycelis, is that how we pronounce his last name? From Midas Touch?
Yeah. It's
Mycelis? Mycelis? Mycelis, something like that. Sorry, Mr. Brett, I apologize. It's hard to figure out how to deal with the fact that so much of this country has become brain rotted by Trump and internet algorithms to the point where they are completely detached from reality and have zero sense of basic empathy or compassion. It's incredibly grim stuff. It just goes on and on, luckily, by people who understand that. Who said this? This was good. Billy Binion said Mike Lee's transformation from a principled policy-driven lawmaker into a desperate S-poster should be studied. Not the first time a middle-aged nerdy guy got morphed into a teenager online after getting a taste of internet fame.
Yeah.
The darkest timeline numbers muncher tweeted out, delete your account, seek help, and reflect on the life decisions that led you to this radicalized place. So it's, you don't do that. Even when Donald had the assassination attempts, I'm going to say them. You can infer what you like out of my tone. Everybody came out and said, that's unacceptable. That's not right. You don't do that. Mm-hmm. That's not right. I mean, and Donald couldn't care less.
No, not at all.
You know, Representative Adam Smith from Washington, number four. Mm-hmm. Said this.
President Trump is the biggest problem here. I mean, he has used hateful, degrading rhetoric from the day he decided to run for president. And then pardoning all of the January 6th attackers at the U.S. Capitol, people who thought that violence was a legitimate way to overturn an election, and Donald Trump gave them a big stamp of approval. Look, if Donald Trump and the Republican Party want this kind of thing to stop, they need to change their rhetoric.
Yes, they do. And that's the problem is... When everything was starting to happen and the National Guard came downtown into downtown L.A. and everybody was comparing, rightfully so, these are not January 6th. They are not taking over. It is not a coup.
Right.
It just isn't a coup. There's a difference between what happened on January 6th. It's not an insurrection, what's happening here in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. These are protesters. These are demonstrators that want ICE out of our city.
Right.
We all do.
And by the way, the hearing for Newsom to take back control of National Guard is today at noon.
Right. Noon our time, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I also read, hold on. Oh, I found it. There is a sheriff who on Facebook posted a photograph of a new Ford truck with what looks like blood on it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a hitting protesters truck. This is a sheriff. Mm-hmm. That's the kind of rhetoric that gets this to happen, people. I don't see anybody people, thought bubbles are one thing. Putting it out there is another thing. And this is a sheriff. This is a person who is supposed to uphold the law,
mm-hmm.
posting something like that. That's just, it's a central Pennsylvania sheriff. It's the protester edition truck is what he called it. It's, I mean, the photograph is vile.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
just, it's just vile. And for Donald not even to consider calling Governor Walz to just be nice and saying what he said instead of I'm too busy or I'm, you know, I'm going to get to it or something like that. No, saying all of that about what just happened is just. And by the way, Mike Lee, the MAGA guy, Bolter, attended a far-right Bible college.
Yeah.
Oh, he's God warrior. He reportedly attended a college that is a stronghold of the new Apostolic Reformation. It teaches that Christians are called to take over the U.S. government. No.
What?
Yeah, it's a, yeah.
We need some more fur.
Oh, there's a whole lot of that on the far right.
That's frightening. I know, you're, I know my my eye starts twitching too. One notable alumnus of the Christ for Nations is Dutch Sheets. Really, that's the real person's name? Dutch Sheets? I'm sorry, but it's a South Carolina-based preacher and YouTuber who was spreading the narrative that the 2020 election was stolen.
Right.
And Stop the Steal leader Cindy Jacobs also is one of those folks. I'm sure Mike Johnson really, Mike who wanted to tar and feather our governor. How Christian of him. He's so Christian. I just love how Christian he is.
God bless his heart.
God bless his little heart.
Unfortunately, that kind of rhetoric is what gets him elected in Utah.
Even Utah, though, had protests on Saturday.
Yeah, they absolutely did.
They did.
Salt Lake City has a, you know, it's not as crazy and scary as we think
right,
it is.
Right, Salt Lake City is a city of what, like 500,000 people?
It's
the suburbs. And the rest of the state. Yeah. Park City is also very, very
nice. Yes,
it is. It is.
In fact, my friend Justin, who lives in Salt Lake City, said, you guys should do the Sexy Liberal Show in Park City. You guys would go great over there.
Okay, this isn't working. I'm going to start it over. It didn't even answer, and I really wanted to answer that person. Yeah, I mean, the Salt Lake City, obviously somebody got killed there, but I was heartened to hear how many people showed up in Salt Lake City, considering it is Utah.
Yeah.
There it goes. Cheryl in Los Angeles, you spoke with a Marine in downtown L.A. How's it going? How did he respond, or she?
He was very kind, and I asked him, the first thing I said, are you here to shoot protesters or to protect us? And he says, we're not here to kill anybody. And I talked to him, and I could tell by his expression, he did not want to be there.
Of course not.
Right.
And they're standing out there in the hot sun with all of this
gear.
Armor on, you know. And, you know, I really felt for him. He was very kind.
Good.
And also, when I first got there, they had, like, Spring Street blocked off, like, from 4th. They had police tape across, and the police were there. And basically, they were trying to keep vehicles from going into the crowd.
Right. As they should.
Up in front of City Hall.
Yeah.
And he was telling me that, you know, I could go around to the next block. And then I noticed that he had a black band across his shield. And I said, I see that you have a black band across your shield. I said, what officer died? And he told me that, I can't remember what city, but he said that an officer had been killed by a protester. And
I didn't hear about it.
You know, I talked to him for a little while, and he actually let me through the tape and escorted me up to City Hall.
Oh, that was nice.
And I was in a wheelchair, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then after, I mean, I didn't stay very long because it was just, like, way too crowded and it started getting too hot.
Right.
And I didn't hear anybody speaking, just people screaming and yelling and honking and, you know, making all kinds of noise. And it's just like, I thought, well, I better get out of here before it gets crazy.
Right. No, you did the right thing, and I'm glad that. Go on.
I went down Broadway, and it was just like so disheartening to see the destruction, you know, from who I don't believe are the real protesters, because I know the agitators infiltrate the crowds too.
They absolutely did.
And it's like all these boarded up buildings and
that was smart.
All the graffiti everywhere. I mean, it's just like that to me. It defeats the purpose of the protest.
Well, absolutely, which is why, thank you for going down, and thank you for being nice to that Marino, who I know did not want to be there. We spoke with Malcolm Nance last week on my show, and he said they don't want to be there. They call it a BS deployment. And do we even know if the National Guard are getting their proper pay, or are the Marines?
I have no idea.
If they're not even getting the extra pay that they're supposed to be getting, that's even more reason for them not to be pleased with this BS deployment, because it's just, it is BS.
Yeah.
There's
yeah.
no reason for them to be here. They need to be someplace else.
Yeah.
Especially if we might be going to war soon, which the big announcement or whatever is happening. It is 20 minutes after the hour here on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion of this show is brought to you by Stephanie's Glowing Face.
Yes.
Vibrance. Tell us the truth. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now? Okay, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. That's a lot. It's made in the USA with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E. Super C Serum delivers noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Go to Vibrance.com/Stephanie to save up to 37% off and free shipping. That's Vibrance, Vibrience.com/Stephanie.
It's a beautiful miracle of nature.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, it's summer, campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories, but lately one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation, pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public school classroom seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This isn't just about personal beliefs, it's about power, and it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts, in schools, and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them, ffrf.us/freedom, or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. ffrf.us/freedom, or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply.
When was the last time you detoxed your body? If you're like most people, the answer is probably never. Toxins accumulate in our bodies every day from pollution in the air we breathe and water we drink, as well as the food we eat, especially if that food includes fast food, processed food, and sugar. How do you know if you're suffering from a buildup of toxins? If you're experiencing low energy, brain fog, headaches, bloating, and skin irritation, then those are all telltale signs. So, how do you detox your body? Well, you can add saunas or juice fasts, but what you really need is Active Liver from New Nordic. Containing a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, Active Liver makes it easy to help your liver detox your body all year long without major changes to your diet or lifestyle. Try Active Liver today and start feeling better with more energy immediately. Active Liver comes in both a delicious gummy or tablet. Active Liver is available in stores at CVS or Meijer, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Blind Shot Social Club, a perfect blend of cool, casual dining, indoor golf with space for events, craft cocktails, and non-alcoholic drinks too. A hidden gem on Madison's East Side. Blind Shot Social Club, open to everyone. BlindShotSocialClub.com.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
I'm Catherine Lake, station manager of WMDX, and here is my plea to you, dear listener. Whether you love them or hate them, please vote John and Gordy best radio team in Madison Magazine's Best of Madison poll. The link is right there on our homepage, WMDXradio.com. And I say this not because they're paying me. They are. But the point is this. They may actually not be the best, but you can find a lot worse on your radio dial. Am I right? I mean, really, have you heard some of the crap that's out there at this hour? Boring, insipid. Who wants to hear that first thing in the morning? At least John and Gordy give you accurate weather information, and Peterson seems to be relatively informed. They show up for the Madison Night Market. That's not easy when you're getting up at 4 a.m. They tell you about pets available at the Humane Society. Oh, and poor Dominic. He didn't know what he was getting into, but let's put a vote in for John and Gordy and Dominic Lee. Do it for Dominic. WMDXradio.com.
The John and Gordy Show.
Mike McCabe joins us, by the way.
Yes, Mike, you know about the Savannah Bananas.
Yeah.
The announcer calls them the Nanners.
They have all kinds of antics.
They have,
I mean, it's
they have
great.
Bright yellow uniforms.
Yes, they do.
And they do performance dances at home base.
Or
the
in the field.
The players are out there like cheerleaders.
Yeah. And even the umpires get involved.
Yeah, they do.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Stephanie Miller.
It is 25 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I am Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller, who is bicycle riding. We haven't heard from her, so we assume she's having a good time with her family.
Yep.
okay. This is fun news. Mike Pillow, as Hal calls him.
Uh-huh.
hi, puppies.
Oh, puppies are awake.
Hi, I'll give you biscuits in a minute. A federal jury in Colorado found that Mike Lindell defamed a former employee of a voting equipment company after the 2020 election. The employee, Eric Coomer, was awarded $2.3 million in damages. Lindell called him a traitor and accused him of stealing the election on his silly platform.
Uh-huh.
He was a security and product strategy director for Dominion Voting Systems. So good. I mean, he was suing him for a lot more, but I'm glad that the jury awarded. This is a jury. It will be appealed. It most likely, maybe not, it most likely will be lowered, the amount, because that's usually what happens on appeal. But it's good that, Mike Pillow now owes more people money.
Exactly.
and I just love that Hal calls him Mike Pillow because it's fun. It's way fun. Sue in Rockville, hey.
Hey, very quickly, good morning, everyone. I'm going to give you a quick history lesson on what's really going on between Iran and Israel.
Okay.
In 2015, Iran signed the deal to stop enriching for bombs.
Right.
In 2017, Trump gives Russia the names of secretly embedded Israeli agents. A few of them were murdered. At this point, Israel knows never to trust Trump again.
Right.
Okay. 2018, Trump pulled America out of the Iranian deal. Iran secretly starts enriching uranium again. They have been waiting. There are many more deeply embedded Israeli spies. They knew, and it's taken a long time for Iran to get there, but when they reached a certain critical point, Israel would attack, and Trump would have no idea. If there had been another president in office, Israel would be working with the United States. You cannot trust Trump. He is not in charge. In fact, I'd like to know who is in charge. Apparently, Stephen Miller is the actual president.
Yeah.
But what's happening between Israel and Iran has nothing to do with Gaza. It has nothing to do with America. We were left out because we can't be trusted at the moment, which is pathetic.
Yeah.
It's pathetic. But corporate media has this completely wrong, and they're looking for all this stuff to tie America in. It has nothing to do with America. Israel knew, and I was told this 10 years ago, and I've never told anyone else. Both The Atlantic and Axios have excellent articles that confirm this. They're still deeply embedded spies in Iran. The targeted attacks killed 10 out of 12 of the most influential nuclear scientists in Iran. Mm-hmm. This has been in the works for a long time. So please, people, find out the facts. don't believe a goddamn word that corporate media says. They've got it all wrong.
All right. Thank you, Sue. All right. It is 29 minutes after the hour. Charlie Pierce coming Yay! Up right after this. We'll be right back.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We're learning which Wisconsin lawmakers run the Minnesota shooter's so-called hit list. Lisa Hale reports.
U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's office confirmed her name was on the manifesto of the Minnesota assassin. A spokesperson in Baldwin's office told Civic Media's Dan Schaefer that Baldwin was informed by law enforcement that she was included on the alleged shooter's list of names, and that she, quote, remains focused on the things that matter most here, honoring the legacy and life of Representative Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, praying for the other victims who are fighting for their lives, and condemning this abhorrent, senseless political violence, end quote. 11 Wisconsin-based lawmakers are reported to have appeared on Vance Bolter's hit list.
Bolter allegedly posed as a police officer to get into lawmakers' homes. Now, Madison police want you to know what to look for to make sure someone is telling the truth when they say they're law enforcement. Department officials say officers will either have a full uniform that says Madison Police on it or an MPD patch or logo. They should have their police-issued firearm and MPD badge on them. And if they're not in uniform, they should have their badge and police ID. Meanwhile, Dane County authorities say scammers are targeting zoning applicants. Officials say some of the folks who were listed on an agenda from the June 10th Zoning and Land Regulation Committee got messages from someone claiming to be with the Dane County Planning Commission. Those emails had fake invoices asking for payment from the recipients. They came from an email address that, if you're not familiar, looked like it could have been official. It was planning.danecounty@usa.com. But it's not a real email address. Dane County officials say they reached out to everybody on that June 10th agenda to warn them, and everybody on the next agenda, too. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Partly cloudy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible. Our high in the low to mid 80s today. More scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow. Could get some locally heavy rain too, with an inch or more possible with thunderstorms tomorrow into tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 75.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
We'll talk with former Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen about his bipartisan effort with the Democracy Defense Project.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Up to U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
Rain in
in the forecast, but nothing was going to ruin Donald's big day. He wrote, rainy day parade, spelled with an E, brings good luck, which is what they tell the bride to get her to stop crying. Turnout was much lower than expected, or as Trump would say, there were record-setting crowds. The bleachers, you could see, were mostly empty. The crowds were sparse.
It is 34 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. That was Jimmy Kimmel bringing some funny, as he does. Mm-hmm. Now, on the what Sue said earlier, MAGA's really getting upset about Donald and potentially striking Iran from these United States. Even Madge Three Toes is upset. Mm-hmm. She launched an attack on what she called the fake MAGA Republicans betraying Donald Trump's America First doctrine.
Right.
Okay, but he also said, Donald said, America First means whatever I decide it does. You can't have peace if Iran has a nuclear weapon. But if America, so her idea of America First may not be his idea of America
right.
First.
Right.
Okay. She says, anyone slobbering for the U.S. to become fully involved in the Israeli-Iran war is not America First MAGA. Wishing for murder of innocent people is disgusting. We are sick and tired of foreign wars, all of them. She continued, they've been telling us for decades Iran was only a few years or a few months. It's not anti-Semitic to ask these questions. It's fair, critical thinking, and honest. She just said critical thinking?
Yeah. This is going to be the thing that rips MAGA apart.
It is.
It is.
It is. Because that's one of the reasons my hippie friend decided to vote for Donald was because he was supposed to end all the wars. And I said, I literally said to him, you are believing nonsense. Mm-hmm. I didn't say nonsense. I said a different word. But I told him, I said, you are believing the lies. This man couldn't care less about American soldiers. He couldn't care less about anybody overseas. He only cares about himself. And don't forget that Iran is supplying Putin with weapons against Ukraine. Mm-hmm. Don't forget that. So Putin doesn't want this either, but, you know. Charlie is MIA, for those of you worried.
I don't know where he is.
Hopefully he's okay. So we touched on this a little bit. With the Trump Organization has announced Trump Mobile.
Right.
Yay! this is what's hilarious. Don Jr. was the one that announced this.
Mm-hmm.
This is hilarious to me. He said at a press event that it would allow people, I guess we're not allowed to do this now, get telemedicine on their phones for one flat monthly fee, roadside assistance for their cars, and unlimited texting for 100 countries around. We already have
that. Is all that included?
It's already...
Teledoc and...
You can get that on any phone now.
Right, but he's saying that it's included with the price of your mobile
fee.
Phone. Yeah.
Well, I mean, a lot of apps are free on your phone.
Right, but you still have to pay for, like, AAA and all of that. You have to pay... So he's saying that's included? Okay.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think so. It would. It just says it would allow people to get telemedicine on their phones for one. But he said roadside assistant for their cars is a separate phrase, not included,
okay.
Perhaps. But yeah, he can. I'm not buying their stupid phone.
No.
And apparently, what they're offering. First off, it's not going to be made in the United States. First off, so, and secondly. What they're promising is stuff that some tech person was like, no. And then you said that they had the wrong. They put the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable. They put a button somewhere wrong on their mock-up of it.
Yeah.
So
it was off center.
So yeah, I mean, we'll see how that goes. People are going to be stupid enough to buy their stupid phone.
Yep.
Or put the $100 down if whether they get the phone or not, we'll see. But look who's here.
What? There's only one man now that understands. And that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Pierce. Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Good morning, Jody Hamilton. And hello, Bella with the bright eyes.
Oh, hey. Nothing for Chris?
Yeah. Oh, I always say that to Chris before I go on the air.
Yes.
exactly.
We have a little private time.
Right. We have
manly time.
Executive time.
Manly time.
So what did everybody do this weekend? I went to a parade.
I went to a protest. How was the parade? I heard it rained on
it
the parade.
Was friggin' awful. It was the most desultory public event I have ever been to in my life.
Wow.
I mean, remember when parades used to be fun?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
This was not a fun parade. There were more laughs taking John Kennedy out to Arlington in 1963 than there were in this parade.
It was.
The soldiers didn't want to be there. No. The crowd didn't want to be there and therefore didn't show up. The president was having a wretched time. He looked terrible. Sounded awful. There were no bands. No marching bands.
That's weird.
In a military parade.
That's weird.
Piped in, you know, rock music.
That wasn't probably licensed to be piped in, most likely.
Oh, probably not, but that wasn't concerning me. What concerns me is, like, you have a military parade in Washington, D.C., and you don't invite the Marine band?
Well, wasn't it just for the Army and not the Marines?
Well, yeah, but the Army has bands.
They sure do.
Yeah.
They sure do. They all do.
Yeah, all the branches do.
Yeah, what we noticed yesterday, what a bunch of callers noticed yesterday, because I didn't really watch any of the clips of it. I just saw pictures of some stuff. But apparently, everybody in formation wasn't actually marching properly. They were more like
they
walking.
They didn't want to be there. They so didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're a soldier and you've got real duties to perform, you don't want, you know, some pain in the ass thing where you have to get dressed up and walk down the street.
Right.
And a lot of them just looked like they wanted to be anywhere else. I said on the blog, in fact, they all looked like they wanted to be, they'd rather be at Valley Forge.
You did say that. I mean, because we were, the three, you sort of went to a protest here, correct?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm. I was in a very small area of Los Angeles called Studio City. And it was jammed, packed.
From Studio City in California.
Exactly. Yeah. Live from Studio Cities. It was jammed.
Yeah, but you were at a star-studded gala with Annette Bening and...
Morgan Fairchild. and those were just two that I saw. I had no idea they lived in the Valley.
Please tell me Annette Bening is as nice as she seems.
She was very nice. I did get to talk to her, and she was very,
well, you have a connection
nice.
With her. You weren't just like some random stranger that came up to her and said hi.
Well, she did start talking to us first, but...
Okay. But your mom was in a movie with
they
her.
They did a TV... My mom... She played my mom's daughter in a TV movie in 1986.
Wow.
So that was my opening.
Right.
After she already had spoken to us. No, she was very, very nice. Gave me a big hug. She was very nice. Very nice lady.
Good.
But I had no idea. I mean, I've been to plenty of demonstrations and protests all over the Valley. Hi, Magic Johnson. All over the Valley. And I've never seen anything that big in our little neck of the woods. It was about a good mile to mile and a half radius around our little protest.
Well, while I was down there, you know, trying to stay awake, my daughter was in the was at the parade in Boston, and you know, ran into her good friend Senator Fred Warren.
Oh, nice!
Oh, nice.
They're thick as thieves, those two. They really are. Molly worked for a campaign, and she also, Molly is also the person who babysits Bailey when Bruce and the senator go out of town.
Wow, Bailey, that's Liz, cool.
Bailey lives with Sage, yeah.
Aw.
That's so cool.
They're dog buddies. But, yeah, and obviously Philadelphia was a great turnout, Chicago. But I'm just as impressed by, you know, the little teeny, you know, the towns in, like, Missoula, Montana, or the towns in Alaska.
Right.
Where people got, you know. You know, even Salt Lake City, although there was gunplay at theirs, apparently.
Yeah, there was. But yeah, I mean, there was a woman that called from New York, in a very red part of New York, who is 72 years old and went by herself to near a farmer's market that day and stood there for 2 hours. That's brave in a very red part of where you live.
Yeah.
And she's 72. I mean, it's not, you know, that's scary no matter what age you are, but I hats off to her.
The one in Washington was so bad that the administration couldn't even, like, keep a lie going for longer than a day. Stephen Chung came out and said there were 200,000 people lining the streets.
That's idiotic.
If so, there was an awful lot of them disguised as trash barrels and
grass,
you know, orange police cones.
Or they all had that invisibility thing going. They had their invisible cloaks on, so we couldn't quite see them.
But it wasn't a bad experience for me because I didn't expect anything else. But just speaking completely objectively, there was nothing to recommend it at all.
So Donald looked as depressed as we all think he did.
Oh yeah, And you know it's got to gripe his cookie severely that a lot of people were watching No Kings demonstrations on their phones.
That's
while
even better.
Waiting in line to get shuffled around at this other event.
Well, that's because according to the new reports, it was about 13 million people nationwide that showed up for the No Kings rallies, which I think is fantastic. That's the magic number. That's a little above the magic number for this to be sustained from, according to people that follow this sort of stuff. So I'm happy about that. I assume you heard that the VA now, according to Donald, can refuse to treat Democrats and unmarried people.
Yeah.
That was the day after he talked about the greatest fighting force in the history of the galaxy.
Right. And now he wants to.
Which, by the way, has completely destroyed our relationships with both House Atreides and the Klingon Empire.
Exactly. Absolutely. You are 100% correct, sir. Now, he basically has told them that under new hospital guidelines, it can apply to psychologists, dentists, and a host of other occupations. But basically, if you're unmarried, which means people that are widowed, by the way, they're unmarried, divorced, people that are just single, can now be, let alone just, and how do you ask them if they're a Democrat? I mean,
I guess you'd have to, right?
But unmarried people, that's a lot of veterans.
Yeah. You see this? You see my tumor, pal? It doesn't have a political party affiliation.
Exactly. And I'm sure there are some doctors that would follow that. There are, which is ridiculous, but I'm sure there are. But the reason that he can get away with it is because those two things aren't protected yet under law.
Right, and they're aimed. The whole thing is aimed at trans people, obviously.
Absolutely.
Yeah. But they wrote it in such a way that, it could be, as demonstrated, it could be applied to almost anything.
Yeah. I mean, my cousin Jenny, she's an Army veteran. She's unmarried. So if she goes to the VA hospital in Phoenix, I guess she can be turned away now.
She's married to her job.
Nah, she doesn't really like
No, her. Okay.
She doesn't really like her job. But that's the thing. It's like men get widowed and happen to be, or get divorced. People get divorced.
Yes, they do. And, people get separated. People get, people don't get married.
Right. Like my cousin. She's never gotten married. So it's just, I know you're.
People cohabitate.
Yes.
Yeah.
Which apparently you do have to tell that. I guess. I don't know why, but you do.
Oh, I guess there's some morality stuff when it comes, because you can't have there's adultery rules in the armed services that you can get dishonorably discharged. So I sort of see
there's also like powers of attorney and stuff like that.
Right.
So.
Absolutely. Well, how do you feel about Donald leaving the G7 and how humiliating?
I still don't know why. I mean, did someone offend him? I mean, do we know why did he leave? Ostensibly to, oversee what's going on in the Middle East, or what?
Well, that's what was reported, and then he's denying that this morning.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was reported that he was coming back here.
Well, that's what Macron was saying.
Right.
Macron was telling the press that he left in order to take care of the Iran-Israel situation.
Right.
But then this morning, Trump completely denied that and said that Macron is just seeking attention.
Please.
Oh, Macron tries to cover his ass, which is a considerable job, as we all know. And this guy submarines him anyway.
Right.
Right.
Right. Well, he was
nice
embarrassed.
Job, Emmanuel. Really?
Exactly. Well, he first off said that a guy named Trudeau helped to get Putin, Russia, out of the G8. Like, dude, at least give him the... He was the previous, and he thought he was the prime minister at the time, so he's been embarrassed about that. He was corrected on that. And I believe the press conference was cut short because of the current prime minister just stopping the questions.
Yeah.
So I think he's, did you see him drop all that paperwork?
Yes.
Of the deals that he signed?
Yes, all the deals were all over the floor.
They were blank pages.
They were.
Yeah.
As per usual.
With just his signature on it.
Yeah.
That's it.
As per usual, because he's an embarrassment. So,
every one of those papers will be sold for $11.95.
Are you going to get your Trump phone?
Hell no. I mean, does the Trump phones do anything that regular phones don't?
No.
Not at all.
I didn't think so. No.
No.
I mean,
the offer that, oh, these things will happen. It's like they already can. I can do telemedicine from my phone. I can do all sorts of things from my phone. And it doesn't cost me any. It's hilarious to me.
But you know what you can do with a Trump phone? You can donate all your money.
Yes.
With one click of the button.
Very, 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 very true. Well, sir, it is already past our time. Yeah. It is 49 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
After.
I was a little bit late getting through here. I had a bit. And we haven't even gotten a chance to talk about what a colossal Richard head Mike Lee is.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we mentioned.
Yeah, we talked about that a little earlier. Yeah, he should. I'm glad that Senator Smith confronted him in person because he didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I mean, you very rarely see that. I mean, you know, my friend Joanne Freeman wrote the great book about violence in the Senate chamber before the Civil War.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was wondering, if I was like Senator Smith, I would have picked up something hard and explained things to him. I mean, Mike Lee should be shunned by every other human being, and he should be bitten by every dog who ever passes him.
And all the mosquitoes.
Yeah.
Every last mosquito.
Yeah, the yellow fever mosquitoes, malaria mosquitoes, freelance disease mosquitoes, all of them.
All of them. All right, Charlie, thank you so much. We'll see you next
Jody,
week.
Jody, you're doing a great job, kiddo.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that.
Are you in the big chair all week?
I'm in the big chair all week.
Yep.
Excellent. And Mom is in North Carolina, right?
She's in Virginia now?
Virginia.
Yeah, well, I know that she spoke at a No Kings rally in Lynchburg, Virginia.
She's visiting her sister.
Right, her sister lives in Lynchburg, and her other sister lives in Charlotte.
Yeah, the Boston Red Sox used to have a minor league team in Lynchburg, Virginia, that was owned by Jerry Falwell's brother.
Yeah.
Calvin. Oh, wow.
I remember that.
And every visiting team, when they got to the locker room, there was a Bible in their locker.
Naturally. All right, it's 51 minutes after. We got to go.
Thanks, Charlie.
Bye, Charlie. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the Stephanie Miller Show is brought to you by Native Path Collagen.
Native Path.
Okay, if you're over 50, I am. Uh-huh. I admit to that.
I am too, and I don't want
I am,
to admit
I am
to that.
Pushing 60 now, buddies. I'm officially pushing 60. If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, not really, but sagging skin right here, brittle nails, there's a critical reason why, and ignoring
brittle personalities.
Yeah, well, that's obvious. That was before I turned 50. Ignoring it could accelerate aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on rapid decline in collagen. It's a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to his breakthrough formula, Native Path Collagen. It restores what time takes away. This isn't another generic supplement. This is a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide, and that's helping men and women. It significantly strengthens bones and reduces joint pain, visibly reduces wrinkles and saggy skin, boosts hair fullness and reverses nail damage, improves cellulite appearance, and you can feel the real results in as little as 14 days. And right now, as a Stephanie Miller listener, you can claim up to 45% off, but only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. With over 5 million jars sold and over 8,000 five-star reviews and a 365-day money-back guarantee, this is your moment to take control of aging before symptoms get worse. Go to getnativepath.com/Stephanie now. Supplies are limited and demand is surging.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, if you've ever tried to sleep through a summer heat wave, you know the struggle. Flipping the pillow, tossing the covers, sweating through the night. That used to be me until I discovered Cozy Earth sheets. These aren't your average sheets. Made from viscose from bamboo, Cozy Earth bedding is naturally temperature regulating, moisture wicking, designed to keep you cool, dry, and comfortable all night long. Since I've made the switch, I've been sleeping several degrees cooler and waking up feeling genuinely refreshed. But Cozy Earth isn't just for bedtime. Their apparel line, like the All Day Tee and Studio Pant Collection, is ridiculously soft, breathable, perfect for lounge. lounging, traveling, or just living in comfort. Once you try it, you're going to want to wear it everywhere. Here's the best part. There's no risk. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty. Try them during the hottest stretch of the year. If you're not completely in love, send them back. Luxury should not be out of reach. Go to CozyEarth.com. Use my code Stephanie for up to 40% off. Best-selling temperature-regulating sheets, apparel, and more. Trust me, you're going to feel the difference from the very first night. That is CozyEarth.com. The code is Stephanie. One more time, CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie. Well, this year we've seen how a lot of companies are quick to abandon anything progressive like Pride. Credo Mobile is not taking down that Pride flag because winds have shifted. Credo is a progressive phone company that has donated over $95 million to nonprofits working for a better world. When you switch to Credo Mobile, you get reliable nationwide coverage and competitive plans. But more importantly, every month Credo Mobile donates to progressive nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, Transgender Law Center. Our members vote who gets the money. Switching to Credo Mobile is a smart, easy way to make a difference. Just go now to CredoMobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, you can get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service for 2 years. Learn more at CredoMobile.com. Once again, that is CredoMobile.com. Use the code STEPH25 for 25% off your service. 2 years. CredoMobile.com. CredoMobile.com. Don't forget, type in Steph25.
Madison can't seem to get enough of Serenity Pet Spa because we are bursting at the seams with adorable dogs. I'm Liz Johnston, founder and internationally recognized certified master groomer. With two locations on the east and west sides of Madison, you'd think that'd be enough. But demand is so high for our award-winning grooming, Serenity Pet Spa is opening a new location on Junction Road in Middleton. Serenity's not your average groomer. We understand your pets. From wiggly puppies to anxious seniors, you can trust the pros at Serenity Pet Spa because we focus on every dog's unique needs. We are passionate about caring for their health and overall well-being. To celebrate our growth, we're offering 10% off at all locations for new clients until July 31st. Book your appointment today at SerenityPetSpaMadison.com. And be sure to catch my segment with John and Gordy in the morning every first Tuesday of the month as I share my expertise. Serenity Pet Spa, doesn't your dog deserve the best? SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Certified Master Groomer Liz Johnston with Serenity Pet Spa. Committed to its mission to provide world-class grooming for pets and the people who love them. SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Warm weather is finally here, and so is wildfire smoke from Canada. Forecasters say we can expect air quality warnings to come and go and come again with no end in sight as fires blaze out of control across central and western Canada. Environmental advocates say the hazardous smoke blanketing our state just when we want to head outdoors shows no community is safe from the impacts of climate change and should be a wake-up call for policymakers. The EPA is pushing to end its popular Energy Star program that has helped families identify energy-efficient appliances and home energy upgrades for more than 30 years. A group of U.S. senators, including Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin, is calling on the EPA to keep the popular program, saying for every dollar spent on Energy Star, Americans get $350 in savings. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Steffi.
It is 57 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I am Jody Hamilton sitting in for Ms. Miller.
Hi, Jody.
323-410-0458 is the number. And coming up, he's already here.
He's already here.
He's here. Justin Root of the Justin Root Show. You got to see his YouTube channel. It is amazing. And you will get to talk to him in just a few minutes because he's going to be sitting right next to the young Chris LeVah.
Yeah.
Oh, and now you're not the only homo.
That's true.
See?
Finally, more homo energy.
More homos. And Bella with a Z. You know how that goes. So, yes, it is now 58 minutes after the hour. We will be right back with Justin Root on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Welcome to
Madison's real news and great conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Maggie Dawn.
At 4, I'm joined by Senate candidate in Iowa, J.D. Schulten. He's running against Joni Ernst. I'm joined by Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson and State Senator Dora Drake, talking biennial budget. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry,
hungry,
you're hungry.
Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Consumer spending dropped last month after a sharp increase in April. Says a report just out from the Commerce Department, the decline was partly driven by fewer car purchases. In early trading on Wall Street, the major indexes have been lower. Back in Washington, after an early exit from the G7 summit in Canada, President Trump saying he's aiming for a permanent end to the fighting. Warnings from the president and Israel have led to a mass exodus from Iran's capital. The Trump Organization has announced the release of a mobile phone and phone plan run by the president's two adult sons. ABC's Jay O'Brien.
Because of the president's direct influence over telecommunications policies, the announcement prompting ethics concerns. Just the latest in a string of other ventures, including